Arizona's news station. News station. KTAR, on air, 92.3 FM, online at KTAR.com, and streaming live on the KTAR News app, your breaking news and traffic now.
It's 3:29. I'm Becky Lynn. Here's our top story.
Arizona votes.
The four remaining candidates in the Republican governor's race met in the Clean Elections Arizona PBS Governor's Forum last night, and much of it centered around Carrie Lake and Karen Taylor Robeson taking shots at each other. At the start, Robeson went directly at Lake, the former TV news anchor.
We need a leader with a record of accomplishment, not a career talker with a teleprompter.
Lake directed some of her closing thoughts on Robeson.
And there's a reason President Trump calls Karen Robeson a rhino. The fact is, that's what she is.
And abortion was a big debate topic last night. Early ballots will be shipped out starting Wednesday. Primary day is August the 2nd.
Holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news while Gatos and Chad interrupt and react to the day's top stories.
It was a joke. It was the whole thing yesterday was a joke. I mean, you couldn't understand what anyone was saying. They kept talking over each other. And this is what these debates are like. Remember the one, Barry, with Trump and Biden, how bad that one was?
Yeah, it's really bad. And this was all Republicans. And I have to tell you, I think it just made them all look, it's Carrie and Karen at this point, but it made them both look bad. And they're both trying to look tough and look like they can stand up for themselves. And it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing for all of them. And we didn't even get a lot of really good information on them.
No, you know, Ted Simons did the best that he could. And, you know, if someone is just absolutely 100% going to talk over you, you're not going to be able to stop them unless you cut your microphone off.
Yeah.
And so I think they cut the mics towards the end. But, you know, did anybody get anything out of it? No. I think people are like, okay, I like this one. I like this one. I think most people were ready to go and vote. I know it's 30 days away. We're holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn, what do you got next?
He does not represent Arizona's values, so he has no business representing us.
Arizona Democrats now coming out against Attorney General Mark Brnovich after he claimed abortion is now illegal in Arizona. KTAR's Luke Forstner is live in the news center with more on what they're saying.
Well, Becky Lynn, Arizona State Senate Democratic Leader Rebecca Rios says the majority of Arizonans support access to safe and legal abortion and oppose the overturning of Roe v. Wade, which is supported by recent polls. She suggests Attorney General Brnovich and other Republicans are just looking to score political points.
Anti-choice Republicans pose an existential threat. Time and again, they prioritize their radical, extremist agenda over actually serving Arizonans.
Rios urges Arizonans to vote for Democrats to ensure access to abortions in Arizona. Live from the News Center, Luke Forstner, KTAR News.
You know whose voice I never hear? An Arizona Democrat. They never come out and talk from the legislature, ever. I almost never hear them. Am I wrong? It's always the same Republicans that come out and speak, and it's like, Where are the Democrats in Arizona? Where were you last week talking about Roe v. Wade? I didn't hear any of you.
I think they're out there talking. I do see them out there. But it's the problem is the Republicans control the legislature. So when you're talking about what's going to get done, you talk to the Republicans. But I have to say, you know, with Brnovich here, whether you agree with the opinion that the Attorney General's office issued or not, I don't know that this is a political thing. I think it's the Attorney General's office trying to interpret the current state of different statutes in Arizona.
Yeah,
you may not like what he said.
But do you trust a guy who's running for Senate?
Yeah.
I mean, did he make the opinion because he's running for Senate, or did he make the opinion because it was the right thing to do?
It's a shame.
As AG, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's a shame it's come to this, because Mark Brnovich for 7 years was the guy who said, I'm not here to make laws, I'm here to enforce the law, and I think everything that came out of the office was legit. And I'm not saying this isn't. I think it is. But I understand now, because he's been running for Senate for a year, the impression is there's a lot of politics that's been put into the office. And it's unfortunate, because we need a real attorney general. But like I said, I want to make sure it's clear. The courts are going to decide this issue. What Brnovich said here is not binding on anybody.
It's opinion.
It's an opinion. It doesn't do anything else.
We're holding up the headlines.
Arizona's immigration crisis.
The Supreme Court making more waves this week, this time regarding immigration law. In a 5-4 decision, the High Court ruled President Biden can end the Trump administration's so-called Remain in Mexico policy. That 2019 law redirected thousands of immigrants from other countries to Mexico while they applied for asylum. And one of Arizona's U.S. senators says the Supreme Court's ruling is, quote, important for the future of immigration. KTAR's Taylor Tassler is live in the news center with more.
Yeah, Becky, U.S. Senator Mark Kelly explains the decision highlights the need for a safe, humane, and orderly asylum process. Kelly adds that hasn't always been the case, and Arizona needs a process that works.
Border security is incredibly important. The Department of Homeland Security needs to have a plan in how do you handle a large number of migrants.
Kelly says he's working to make sure Border Patrol and Homeland Security have the resources they need to adequately do the job. Reporting live in the news center, Taylor Tassler, KTAR News.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the legality of all that stuff that the Supreme Court went and talked about and made a decision. You're better at that, Barry. You're a lawyer. But as an Arizonan, I think, and as a guy who knows that the border is a total mess, I think that we should have kept this. Remain in Mexico was a good Trump policy. Wasn't perfect. But it helped stop people from pouring into the United States. We could hear their asylum stories. They could stay in Mexico. It helped our border. It helped the Border Patrol. If I were the president, I'd still be doing this, remain in Mexico. But Biden doesn't care about the border.
Yeah.
I guess the Supreme Court doesn't either.
He's struggling with some folks on his left, I think. I'm a little surprised by it. And, you know, Willie, all you need to see is Mark Kelly, a Democrat, is running for, you know, he's up for election this year. Mm-hmm. And he's moving himself away from the Biden border policy.
Yeah. We're holding up the headlines.
Have you had longer than normal flight delays recently? Well, Arizona's Airports Association President Matthew Smith says we're in a long coming pilot shortage. He explains the pilot shortage has made it harder to schedule new flights.
All the airlines pulled out and I'm trying to get them to come back in. And the airlines flat out told me, like, hey, you know, you're a great airport. We believe that it could work, but we just don't have the resources.
His airport is the Grand Canyon National Park Airport. Smith says the shortage is going to get worse from the bottom up. Flight schools and small airports need pilots now.
So we got a shortage of teachers, shortage of Border Patrol agents, shortage of police officers, and now a shortage of pilots. Oh, that's right. And a shortage of all workers across the country.
Yeah.
No one wants to work, or we can't find anybody to work. It's really incredible.
It's amazing. And I was saying, my wife and I were out last couple weekends, and every store, every business we went into had a sign up listing all the jobs they're hiring for, which is almost every job. There are so many jobs out there that aren't filled right now. And again, I know the economy's struggling. We have inflation. I keep looking up, though, and everybody's working. Everybody who wants a job has a job.
Or can get one.
Yeah.
So, I don't
get it, but this pilot thing is going to be a problem, and you don't fix it overnight. It takes years to get more pilots in the pipeline.
Well, a lot of the pilots that retired because of COVID,
yep,
they're trying to bring back. Remember, they paid them off to leave.
Right. You have to pay them a lot of money to come back.
Yeah.
They're set to go.
All right, Becky Lynn reads the news at 3:30. We hold up the headlines. What do you got?
Well, here's somebody who's still on the job and still in the air. American Airlines flight attendant Betty Nash celebrated 60 years on the job today, making her the world's most senior working flight attendant. Nash has been flying up and down the East Coast since she started with Eastern Airlines before it became American Airlines. And passengers cheered her when the flight crew announced today's record-breaking run from Boston to New York.
You are on board a very special flight this morning, and today you are flying with Miss Betty Nash. She is the most senior flight attendant in the world, and today we are celebrating 60 years with American Airlines.
And it doesn't appear that she plans on retiring anytime soon.
So how old is she?
Well, it doesn't say how old she is, but she's been a flight attendant for 60 years.
So she's got to be at least 70, right?
She's got to be at least 80, I would say.
Becky Lynn, I'm just going to say this, right? 80 years old. There's two things I don't want. I don't want an 80-year-old giving me a cocktail on a plane or to be president of the United States. So there's two things I don't want, Becky Lynn.
And last but not least, if you don't want to fly, you can drive. Arizona statewide average at the gas pump is $5.22. AAA says that's 12 cents cheaper than last Thursday.
Oh.
Valley average, $5.41, 20 cents cheaper than a week ago. The statewide diesel average down 7 cents from last week to $5.86 a gallon.
Gatos, look at Biden, man. He's taking care of the gas prices, down 12 cents.
That's hot garbage. You know, it really is amazing. When I do pass all these gas stations, I still have to do a double take. When I look at the prices.
Oh, it's incredible.
I still do a double take and I go, Gosh, that's really the price.
That's what it was like when I used to, you know, we'd go to California sometimes for a trip in the past. Yeah. And this is what the prices were like there. And the same thing, you're just going, oh my goodness, look at this. And now I can't even imagine what California signs say, right? They have to be in the $7
range. They deserve it. They're, you know.
they deserve it.
But I think I heard on KTAR and ABC News that a year ago it was $3.11 or something like that. Yeah. It was like $3 for gas.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It is. So what is it? $5.41?
No, 523.
541 in the valley.
Oh, yeah.
The valley. But that's down 20 cents from last week.
Wow, right. Down 20 cents, Gatos.
That's not bad. It's something.
You fill up, that's like, let me do the math, it's like $4. It's like $4.
We're holding up the headlines.
$4 is $4.
Every day at 3:30, Becky Lynn, she does her job better than anybody. She, you know, delivers you the news. Except, at that moment, we hold up the headlines as we interrupt and react to the day's top stories.